We both cleaned up on each other again.
You know, I try to help people out. I always been like that. I like to help people out. If I can be of help to anybody, I try to be. And a guy called yesterday for a radio check, and he kept coming in all nasty and la 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 la. And when I did understand him, he said something about being between two towns in Ontario or something. And then it got done, and Jack, 488, come out and told me, man, you can't be talking to nobody out there. It's illegal to talk to Canada or something. I didn't know that.
Did that last caller identify as being from Canada? If he did, I missed it.
Well, this was yesterday. This was Detroit, right? WRNT441, hopefully. But he called for a radio check. Sounded terrible. And I was trying to tell him, you're not making it through the repeater, man. You're nothing but a bunch of noise and stuff. And then there was times he would make it through a bit, and I got his numbers, you know, and I was trying to help him out, and then, you know, finally we were done. And Jack got out there, and I said hello to Jack and everything, and he told me, I told him the guy was in Ontario. And Jack told me, you can't do that. You can't talk to, it's illegal to talk to Canada, I guess. I didn't know that, man.
Hold on for just a minute. You just doubled with our caller, and like he said, he was out of Detroit. Radio check out of Detroit. Bye. Say something, I guess.
Break. Yeah, I was saying that wasn't me. No, I'm not out of Canada. I'm downtown Detroit. But I didn't know that was illegal either. That's new to me to hear what you were saying, my friend.
Yeah, it's transmit to another country, MRS. You know, ham licenses, I believe, are set up, you know, where you can only transmit locally and or internationally based on what license. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, well, when I last keyed up, I told you, no, that wasn't the gentleman. The gentleman in Detroit there, no. I was talking about yesterday. This happened yesterday there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy. I got that. Station out of Detroit. Again, you're sounding real good, real clear. WRPB 448.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm on this handheld, this little Baofeng. Just programmed them the other day. So thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, here too. Like I said, you sound excellent, man. That's what I'm on. I'm on a little Baofeng handheld there, okay?
Yeah, solid copy. I got another one I just bought. It's stationary. I'm going to put it in my pickup truck because I'm about to be mobile, but I'm going to put that in my pickup truck and leave these handhelds at the house in case they ever need it. Over.
Yeah, Roger that for sure. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to put it on the side here. I was working at the bench here a little bit, and I think I'd take a minute, jump on here, see who's happening, who's jumping around and stuff, and I start getting too much in the conversation, I ain't going to get my work done. So y'all have a good one. Y'all have a good day. Probably talk to you in a little bit. Get back out here in a little bit as and when I take a break. WSFZ 793, and I'm going to be on the site after your finals.